blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us again this week. Self-control as the fruit of Holy Spirit. We resume our message on the fruit of Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23 are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As I've said so many times in this series, it is apparently clear that none of us can possess or bear any of the fruit without Holy Spirit. Our sinful soul cannot bear this fruit without being reborn and redeemed. We depend on the Lord Jesus Christ in all our Christian journey. I urge you to visit our YouTube and Facebook pages to listen to the past messages on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Last week, our message was on faithfulness. So judging from reaction, overwhelming reaction from some of you, the Word of God is taking hold of our soul. This week, we are going to explore self-control as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is the last topic under the series. What is self-control? Self-control is exactly what it means. To have control over ourselves. You will agree with me, judging from what is happening in this world of ours, many people lack self-control. Many people lack the ability to restrain and refrain from evil activities, from evil emotions, from evil impulses and evil desires. Many are allowing their bodies to control them against the wishes of God. Many have failed woefully to subject their soul, their body, and their mind to the will of Almighty God. To properly understand and explain what self-control means, let us look at the athletes preparing for the Olympics. They train vigorously day and night, countless hours for days, weeks, months, and in many cases for years. They stay away from things they consider unhealthy. They control their alcohol intake and other unhealthy habits. It is no secret that Olympic athletes are some of the hardest working out there. People who go to Olympic, they don't just love the sport. They are competing in it. They live it and often dedicated most of their life towards trying to reach the goal of winning an Olympic medal. They practice self-control to the tilt because of the worldly medals that will not last. If these athletes can go to extreme to win an Olympic medal, how about you as Christian? We are in the race to achieve the crown of glory. Like the Olympic athletes, God is expecting us to run away from sins, to practice self-control, abstain from the evil of this world, We are not to contribute, encourage, or be part of the darkness of the world. We are to run our race with endurance. We need to run the race with self-control. Apostle Paul summarized this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 to 27, when he wrote, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating on the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." What a great advice. Our race as Christians is for the crown of glory. It is the crown with Jesus Christ for eternity. We cannot allow the indiscipline that Satan put in our life to be an obstacle to the glorious crown. For us Christians, it is about resisting the temptation to break God's law. Self-control is listed in the Bible as one of the fruit of the Spirit, and it is a sign that Christ is in us. If we let our desires lead our decisions, our life and our body can quickly spin out of control. So self-control is a discipline that God grows in us. And when we continually choose to die to our flesh and live in Him, fulfilling those cravings of sin feels so good, but Christ offers us freedom much more than few minutes of enjoyment of sin. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12 said, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion and to live self-control, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Lack of self-control is indiscipline. We have all seen what indiscipline do to many people. Billionaires have gotten in trouble, even die in jail because of this indiscipline. Many athletes, movie stars, kings, and presidents have lost it all because they cannot control their desires and get in trouble. As Christians, we must be able to subject our bodily desires, our emotions, our whims, our heart, and our soul to the wills of God Almighty. If we fail to do that, our relationship with God will not be where God wants it to be. The Christian journey is that of self-control. Self-control is a discipline that God grows in us when we continually choose to die to our flesh and live in Him. It is difficult to pursue holiness without self-control. Very hard. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to the goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess this quality in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Proverbs 25:28. If you lack self-control, you will be controlled by your whims. If you don't choose to rely on the Holy Spirit and aim to make the right choices, you cannot become what God wants you to become. But the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound mind, self-control, and sober in prayer. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Self-control is a wider Christian virtue for all of us to pursue. The real faith cannot exist without obedience and self-control. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing, there's no law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. With this, we end where we started several months ago. Brethren, this is the end of our series on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Next week, if it is the will of God, we will start a 50 series called The Commandments of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we are going to explore 50 commandments Jesus Christ gave us as his followers. I know you cannot wait to start with me. Thank you for listening to this message. You can visit our social media pages for any of our messages anytime, any day, and anywhere. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord favor you. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakuntunmi of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, God bless you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. Time don't delay, he's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.